What's in a name? That question was at the heart of a dilemma my family and I had this weekend. On Friday, we visited the Bergen County Animal Shelter to just take a look at the cats and kittens that were available. We've been petless for over a year, and after our move, some renovations, and with our boys now a little older, we knew it was time to bring some new little furballs into our lives. But we didn't know exactly what we wanted, and we didn't prep our house for any new friends. So we went to the animal shelter, not sure what to expect, but we knew we wouldn't come home with a pet right away. We didn't plan to start this new year with new furry friends on day one, so it doesn't hurt to just look, right? Now the shelter, if you've never been, isn't gigantic, but it is very full. Every available space is used to house animals of all sizes, colors, and breeds. I spent most of my time chasing my 2-year-old, who ran from room to room shouting "Kitty" every 5 seconds. But it wasn't long before we found a pair of kittens, a brother and a sister only 4 months old, who grew up in the shelter. We knew they were special because when we held them, they didn't try to run away. They just sat there, a little scared, a little confused, and a bit terrified of the 2 little boys who kept poking them. But in just a few minutes, we knew we found our new friends. We filled out an application, looked over their health records, signed some documents, and we walked out of the shelter with a literal box full of kittens. It was extremely easy, efficient, and unexpected. So besides rushing out to get litter boxes and all those things that cats need, we were left with a pressing question. What are we going to call them? Now, names are weird because many of us don't get to choose our names. Our names instead are given to us. We weren't there when our parents struggled to trying to figure out what to call us. We didn't see them go through a list of family names or have countless conversations with family and friends who offered their own suggestions. We weren't there when our parents were young and decided that, you know what, only one name would do for their future child. And we weren't there sitting next to them as they looked up in the Social Security databases what was the 106th most popular name 3 years ago, just to get some ideas. Instead, we just come into the world and we get one. That's our name. Some of us embrace the name we're given, others latch onto a nickname, and some, when we're older, pick something a little more us. No matter how we get our names, if we chose them or if they chose us, our names are a gift, and they come with a story. And that's what we're hearing today in the Gospel according to Luke, the conclusion of Jesus' name story. Now today, 7 days after Christmas, Jesus officially gets his name. Over the last 2 weeks, we've heard the other parts of Jesus' story. Both Luke and Matthew tell us that angels bring to Mary and Joseph the name Jesus. We get a sense that Jesus' name isn't a family name or one that Joseph or Mary just liked. The name comes from God. The name is part of what God is doing in the world. And this name, based on archaeology, is not a unique name in the first century around Galilee. There were many other people. There were many other people other than Jesus who were named Jesus. Jesus is just the Latin version of the Greek spelling of the Hebrew name Joshua, a name which means God saves. Now, names in the Old Testament and in Jesus' day were more than just identifiers. They were also ways to claim an identity, to confess a faith, and could also, in their own way, claim a godly promise. There were many Joshuas in Galilee. But Mary and Joseph are told by angels that their child is going to be a big deal. Their Jesus will do amazing things. So God gives Mary and Joseph a name to give to their newborn. But even on Jesus' birthday, that name isn't quite his. Jesus is Jewish, and he still needs to wait until he's 8 days old before his name becomes publicly his. Jesus, the Son of God, still needs his parents to carry him so that he can be circumcised and officially connected with the Jewish community, with God's chosen people. As a baby, he can't bring himself to the place where this will be done. As a newborn, he can't do anything to connect himself to the stories of his people and the promises given to Abraham, Moses, David, and more. Jesus needs his family to do that for him, to connect him to what God has done, to show him the promises God has made, and to unite him with what God is doing in the world. We don't usually talk about Jesus needing others to make his mission happen. But on the 8th day of his life, Jesus is literally carried by others so that he can be publicly proclaimed as one of God's people. Today's God's Son is connected to more than just God's promises, including the promise that's in his own name. God does save, but that saving happens in and through and with other people. Jesus couldn't publicly announce at 8 days old who he is. Jesus needed his family, his traditions, his culture, his friends, and his faith to do that for him. Jesus is connected to the promise that God will use people, that God will use us to change the world. Jesus' story doesn't start in a one-on-one way. His story starts in community. And even Jesus needs and wants other people to be part of his story. My family and I didn't plan on starting the new year with a box full of kittens. We didn't plan to spend New Year's Eve thinking up names. But on this New Year's Day, when newness is just in the air, we remember that today's the day Jesus became publicly Jesus. His name is not just a promise about who he is, but it's a promise about what he does and who his people are. God wasn't just born. God was also named. He was also carried, cuddled, swaddled, and connected to a people, to a community, to a tradition, and to a history of promise and hope. In Jesus, God makes a move. In Jesus, God brings hope. In Jesus, God makes a promise that human life, all of it, no matter its joys or its struggles, is worth something new. On January 1st, we don't only get a new year. We get Jesus, and Jesus saves. Amen.